Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 919, Should I Get a Credit Card? Part 2 by the Finance Twins of thefinancetwins.com. And hi again, I'm Dan. I'm your host here on Optimal Finance Daily, and I am here each and every weekday reading to you from some of the very best personal finance blogs on the planet. Now, today is a continuation from yesterday, so if you are new here, would probably be best to start with yesterday's episode first. That's 918. But if you are all caught up, let's get right to part two as we optimize your life. Should I Get a Credit Card? Part 2 by the Finance Twins of thefinancetwins.com. Debit cards still provide protection against theft. The security concerns sound scary, and they are, but the reality is that the big national banks will still not hold you liable for fraudulent transactions if you report the card missing immediately before charges are made. For many banks, they will only hold you liable for the first $50 if you report the fraud within 2 days. This isn't zero, but your emergency fund is there for a reason. The data says it all. Far more Americans will be filing bankruptcy in 2018 due to a mountain of credit card debt from overspending than due to fraudulent expenses on their accounts. If you want to justify getting a credit card for the security benefits, this is not a good enough reason if you aren't sure you'll be able to spend responsibly. In addition, if you normally use cash for a lot of your transactions, using a credit card for a cash advance at an ATM is extremely expensive. The interest rates on these withdrawals can go up to 35%, which is shockingly high. To put that number in perspective, if you could earn 35% on an investment, you'd have people ready to give you millions of dollars to invest. Credit card debt is hard to pay off. Due to the high interest rates and the ease with which credit cards can be obtained, it can be easy to let your credit card spending spiral out of control. In one survey, 50% of Americans said they had maxed out a credit card. If you think about the fact that credit cards can have interest rates between 15 and 25%, it's easy to see how it can become nearly impossible to pay back all of the money owed, since the balance starts to quickly grow. In order to pay off credit card debt, you need to create a plan. Your first step is to list out all of your debts and then create a budget to hit your financial goals. When should I get a credit card? If you're excited about the prospect of getting a credit card, the sooner you get one, the better, so that you can start to build credit. The age of your credit accounts and your payment history are critically important components of your credit score. This means that building a credit history sooner will help you. If you are able to get an excellent credit score, it could save you thousands of dollars in interest when you get a mortgage to buy a home, since you'll qualify for better financing options. However, you need to make sure you have a solid financial foundation first. This means that you should be confident in your ability to live within your means, and understand that you should never, ever carry a balance on your card at the end of the month. Paying credit card interest is one of the worst things you can do with your money. You should also realize that you need to be 18 years old in order to apply for your own credit card. If you are under 18 or have children under 18, you can always be added as a user on your parents' card or add your children to one of your accounts. Oftentimes, this card will be reported on the minor's credit report, and it can be an excellent introduction to credit cards. How to pick a credit card. If you do think you are able to have a card responsibly and not carry a balance, look for a credit card without an annual fee. Some credit cards carry an annual membership fee, which is simply not worth it for most people, especially if you are new to the personal finance world. For your very first card, you'll definitely want to make sure you get a credit card without an annual fee. This is because you'll want to keep this card forever, since the age of your credit card accounts is an important factor in determining your credit score. Remember, we never carry a balance on our credit cards. The rewards are simply not worth the interest rates if you ever carry a balance from 1 month to another. Whether you are consistently driving long distances for work or your largest monthly expense is at the grocery store, look for cards that offer the highest cash back in the categories with your largest budgets. Having a credit card that gives you 3 times the points for every dollar spent on travel when you don't have plans to hop on a plane anytime soon doesn't make a lot of sense. Are the rewards and cash back even worth getting a credit card? Only if you can handle a credit card responsibly without carrying a balance. Ultimately, you need to know that credit card points won't solve your problems. Never spend more than you have budgeted for the month just to meet a spend minimum for rewards points or miles. That's a big no-no. Also, if you only have $50 remaining in your entertainment budget but have a $1,000 credit limit, that does not mean you can spend a couple $100 on concert tickets. Stick to your guns and only put $50 or less on the credit card towards entertainment and be sure to pay it off in full when the statement is due. Just to emphasize the point again, if you cannot follow your budget 100% or have trouble with credit card debt, you should not use credit cards and should stick to cash or debit, period. Don't forget that while credit cards are convenient, they can be very risky. Getting credit card points can be fun until you realize you might have to postpone your retirement for a few years to pay off your credit card debt. Now that sucks. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, Should I Get a Credit Card? By the Finance Twins of thefinancetwins.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And that is going to do it for today. Thank you so much for listening all the way through, and I will be back with you tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there in the Friday show, where your optimal life awaits.